Welcome back. Weigh In coming up here at the top of the hour at 3 o'clock. Clint believes he might hit his lowest.
Got a chance, I think.
You feeling good?
I'm not great, but I got a chance.
Feeling good.
I got a chance.
At last good couple of days. As I said earlier, I think Tyler is on the hook for a little piece of whatever happens to me on the scale.
And as I retorted earlier, I hard disagree with that.
That's okay. He encouraged me to go get a frozen margarita, and not just a regular one, but the really big, huge one.
How was it? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, God. So refreshing.
Oh, my God. They had a little lime and strawberry mix. Because before I left, he also told me, you got to get the mix where the green and the red. They didn't have green this time, but they had the lime. But
is this true, Tyler?
Yes. Caveat of following up by saying, as long as your ass is ready on Monday.
I will say he said that earlier in the day. As we got past the offering of the brisket nachos, a lot of the be ready on Monday went out of the building.
Yeah, I don't think ending every bad suggestion with you better be ready on Monday. I told
him to follow his heart, too.
Oh, okay.
And you know where that is.
Follow your heart, not my advice.
Yeah, my heart almost dipped out to Frenchie's then afterwards. I did not eat late night, though. And
that's good.
We kept it going. I did not eat late night. I did believe there were going to be some chicken wings left in the fridge when I got back. My wife had done some chicken wings with her and the kids and some folks. There were no chicken wings left. And so I just had to go to bed. But yeah. So I think Tyler is...
They did you a favor.
Is a part. Yeah.
See, that's looking out for you.
That's looking out. Let's go ahead and punish these things.
Smashing brisket nachos and like throwing margaritas in your face.
And by the way, someone texted in, Tyler, be a man, finish your food. That's weird.
I think they thought that the Pink's pizza I brought in was leftovers.
Yeah.
To be fair, Tyler does not finish his food.
But again, you know when Tyler doesn't finish his food. So you know the offering of those brisket nachos, it wasn't just like a couple.
Oh, no, it was half the order.
It was half.
About half, yeah.
Yeah, a little over half.
About half,
I mean,
yeah.
They load that thing up.
Yeah. Get your money's worth, don't they, Bub?
Mm-hmm. Kinda. I was full.
So, speaking of that, we're at the game. And by the way, people wondering the sizes. Right, Big Phil was not 5'10", 330-ish.
Oh, I thought he was giving us the size of the women. I didn't know he was still talking about Big Phil.
No, Big Phil was about 5'10", 255-ish. Josh was 5'6". That was probably accurate, but about 174 pounds, maybe something like that. So we said a lot better than what we thought we might be running into. But there was a group of four young ladies in front of us. Young girl in the end looked like Arthur's sister from the cartoon show, DW.
She really did. She looked Arthur. Like a real-life grown mouse.
A grown mouse?
Yeah, it's a kid's show, Arthur. Yeah. You ever seen Arthur?
She's a cartoon mouse.
DW, his little sister, she had the DW haircut and everything.
Yeah.
She just really looked like her. That's all I could sense. But the other four girls, they were fun group. One of the girls came in, and she had a... She looked like there's somewhere you can get some real barbecue in the spot.
Yeah.
Didn't know that was there.
Me either.
She came in with some sliced brisket. She had some smoked chicken, a thigh and a leg, had some coleslaw, had a little another side. She smoked the brisket.
You really checked out her
meal,
didn't
you? Yeah, me and Big Vic, we really checked it out. She really smoked the brisket. I asked her, I said, how is it? Is it good? She was like, oh, they were like, yeah, it's really, really good. $28 for it all. I said, oh, I bet. And she sat there a little bit. She's, you know, talking. And there's that chicken's just not getting touched. Side's not getting touched. I'm a little concerned. And then she and her friend went up, and they all left, and then they all came back. But she didn't have that box no more. And old Vic leaned over to me and said, what do you think she did with that chicken? I said, oh, my God, if she threw out that smoked chicken. Because that's something I could eat. I tapped down and I said, you didn't throw away that chicken, did you? She said, oh, no. Went up there, got some Saran wrap, wrapped it, took it to go. And they literally had a little clear backpack that had Saran wrap chicken in their backpack. First off,
how about that?
I don't know that I have the balls to ask that or to even approach that. Don't know.
So much needs to be broken down there, but I'm sorry. Go ahead. I mean, to go from an Astros game.
To go.
That involves no to-go dish but Saran wrap.
But, Tyler, how serious were they? They were dead-ass serious.
Oh, I mean, they left on a mission for that foil and Saran wrap.
They asked for a to-go box first, and then, well, what else do you have? And they said, we got some Saran wrap. Let me hold that. And, I mean, they had it. They had it
Saran wrapped up in the purse or in the backpack. In the clear backpack.
So then the four of them having a good time. They get up. And the girl says, I'm in the aisle seat. She turns to me and she goes,
Is this DW?
No. This is the other one on the end. She says, we're about to go to the bathroom. You coming with us? And Tyler, do you remember what I said?
I do now. This man looked at him bull face. I'm sitting next to Ron.
I didn't know what to do. I was not ready for the pass.
Hey, we're going to the bathroom. You coming? Here's Ron. I'm allergic.
That's what came to my mind.
To which they looked down and made a very strange face and cruised on up.
Said, oh, okay.
What the hell's wrong with this guy? Allergic?
He froze, boys.
That's
froze.
All I had.
Deer in the headlights.
I'm done, right? I'm out.
Yeah, that was...
There's some good looking Latina women.
There's so many.
I'd have been disappointed in you.
Vic.
Did y'all give him hell?
Oh, Vic gave me. They gave me. Vic gave me.
I just started laughing my ass off.
Every bar. You allergic?
Ron, the show you.
I did not. I don't.
Crew of women. You want to go to the bathroom with me? And you. It's
all I. All I could muster.
What do you think? What do you think made that? Where'd that come from?
I don't know. As you said, I froze. And I have to take a look at myself. I mean, I know I've been out the game for about 16, 17 years, but damn, allergic?
I mean, you're in the
talking. I did.
Man.
I went
like you talk for a living.
I mean, they had to pause and look at him like, wait, what?
I feel like if you're in the radio business or TV business, like you don't like being out of the game, sure, but not at, like you talk for a living.
You should still be pretty decent at impromptu.
Like you talk for a living. Like you should be, the question should be asked like, damn, you got a mouthpiece on you. I mean, aren't you married? Yeah, but I'm in the radio business. I got.
There's so many things.
Allergic. I'm disappointed.
I was. I said that's all you had.
Did they ever come back?
Yeah, they came back.
Did you apologize or
no? I didn't. No,
explain or
I felt at that point you just
Tyler. Were these like?
They were. It was a group of women, like, four attractive women. Yeah, they were.
You said one of them looked like a rat.
NDW.
You said one of them looked like a mouse.
It's a cute kid's mouse. Cute.
It's still not.
But all four of them were attractive ladies.
Particularly the one who said it.
Yes.
Is that what it was? If you would have been attractive at all, would you?
No, what happened is I did not expect that at all. I was not ready for that.
For him to be.
I was not ready for them to invited. All rise, stand up, turn around.
Be honest, when they stood up or something, did one of them catch you checking them out or something so you were on the spot?
No. Oh.
No, that was earlier in the day at the at Warren's when the woman caught him checking them out.
I wasn't checking her out. She just stared me down.
She stopped her walk and looked him into his soul.
I forgot. I just said, what is going on around
here? I said, damn. Yeah, that was at Warren's.
I'm allergic. That's it. I mean... You know, for my marriage, I feel like that was a good move. But I mean,
yeah, no, I mean,
but I feel like I no, could have, I could have said something.
I think Courtney's even disappointed in that response. I'll be honest with you. I think Courtney's even disappointed in that response.
I just feel like I could have come up with a lot of different things. I mean, Vic said you could have done so many things. I mean, there's between
you could have just waved you could have just waved the old band at her and moved on.
Between not getting up and going to the restroom and I'm allergic, there's so many things. There's so many options in between, but I'm allergic. I mean, you know, it was the look of, huh?
I mean, you confused them.
She said, okay. Yeah.
Did y'all get any names?
Nah, I end up, some people started to leave. I end up moving two rows up.
You're embarrassed.
Of course. Yeah. I'm better than this. I thought.
No, you are. Absolutely.
I was like I said.
Man. Oh, damn. So
I know it. And Larry is probably, Larry can give me all hell.
I mean, there ain't no doubt. Wherever he is right now, if he heard that, he's definitely giving you hell.
I'm allergic. I even said it to myself. Allergic? What the hell? What the hell did you say that for? I'm allergic. Stupid. All right, coming up way in time. And since we are a week away, next week, training camp starts and all the real happens for the Texans. What's on our minds? We're going to do this each day. What's on our minds on a Monday about the Texans training camp? All of that, of which I'm not allergic to, coming up next right here live on The Drive.